49. Hayden. Hayden froze in place, heart thumping. He had made this possible? He had cleaned up the trife so people could break free of the cycle of violence and mistreatment that had caused Proxima to label them savages. He had done it with the belief that people were fundamentally good and they wanted to help one another more than they wanted to harm one another. In one instant, Albert had shaken that belief to the core. This place existed because he had taken away the greater threat. He had allowed human evil to replace alien nature without providing enough oversight to ensure it couldn't happen. He had put his faith in goodness without paying enough attention to the downside. His eyes shifted to the women in the cages. Maybe if he hadn't cleared out the trife, they would still be prisoners. Perhaps they would be dead. There was no way to know what the alternate future might be. But this was the present reality, and it was his responsibility to fix it. How many other places like this existed across the UWT? How many other laws broken or ignored? Why weren't more people reporting this? Josias had only come to them because his wife was gone, not because he wanted to put a stop to this abuse. Hell, the farmer had been working here.
Earl, you okay? Albert asked, noticing he had stopped. It's cool if you want to listen to the music.
Hayden forced his face to relax. He looked at Albert.
Are they available? He asked, pointing to the women in the cages. Which one?
All of them.
Albert smiled.
We can take a break. It'll cost.
I can pay.
Consider it done. Wait here.
Albert walked over to another thug near the stage. This one was carrying an MK-10 USSF assault rifle and wearing a military bodysuit like Hayden's. He glanced over and then moved to the first cage.
They'll meet you downstairs, Albert said. This way.
He led Hayden out of that room and into a third. A few men were on couches, snuggling with a few of the women. Syringes were spread across the table between them, some used, some fresh. They eyed Hayden as he passed before returning to their activities.
I've seen other places like this outside the UWT,
Hayden said as they approached a set of open wooden doors leading to a stairway.
I didn't think there were any here. This may be the biggest one to the north, Albert replied. Hansen keeps a tight grip on things, if you know what I mean. But there are smaller operations across the whole region. He who has the most guns wins.
Albert laughed again. Hayden smiled along. They descended a set of stone steps into the cellar. Old wine barrels filled a portion of it, possibly still full, though it had likely all turned to vinegar by now. He paused and looked back as the four women from the cages filed in behind him, and then the two doors swung closed, helping to block out the noise.
All for me? Hayden asked. You've got the chits, Albert said. I've got a lot more in my other pockets, Hayden smirked. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that. We're businessmen, Earl, not common thugs.
Hayden nodded. Could have fooled him.
Ladies, Albert said to the women coming down the steps. This is Earl. Earl, this is the ladies.
A pleasure, Hayden said.
His gut wrenched when he looked at them, frightened but resigned.
Albert, who have you brought?
Hayden turned around again. A new man had joined them, well-dressed, well-groomed, with dark hair and a trimmed goatee. Thin, athletic, arrogant. Blue eyes, fair skin.
Bryant, this is Earl. Earl Bryant. He's a first-timer with a lot of chits to spend.
My favorite type of clientele,
Bryant said, flashing a gold-filled smile.
I see you already made a selection. What's your pleasure, Earl?
Pain, Hayden replied. Fear.
He hated to say it, knowing how the women behind him would react. He understood how things went out there. All of them had probably been raised under the thumb of a tyrant or collected off the streets as kids. Probably long before he had come into the picture and deposed King, the former warlord from Sanisco. Bryant's smile increased.
I see. Well, we can accommodate any taste, so long as the chits are good. In fact, you're welcome to join my private party if you're interested. You can bring those girls with you.
Sure, Hayden replied.
Why not?
Hayden followed Albert and Bryant away from the stairs, past the wine barrels, to a closed door in the corner.
You aren't squeamish, are you, Earl? Bryant asked.
Hayden reached up, grabbing his sunglasses and tapping on the temple 6 times, signaling the rangers that it was time to move in. The onboard ATCS had already fed the scene out to their helmets, providing them a full schematic of the building and a look at the positions of the operators inside. Now it was up to Hicks and his team to take out the bad without harming the good. He held the glasses in his hand, making direct eye contact with Bryant. Either the man was infected by a Koron, or he was the most disgusting masochist Hayden had ever encountered. Either way, he was going to take him out.
I'm used to pain, Hayden replied, slipping the sunglasses back onto his face.
He squinted his right eye a few times, activating Hicks's feed in the top right corner. The rangers were running toward the building at full speed.
I doubt you've seen anything like this before.
Bryant pushed open the door. Hayden looked through, his breath caught in his throat. He expected to see men and women with whips and chains, tied up and possibly beaten. If he went to an extreme, he expected knives and blood, cutting and choking. This was worse. Much worse. The room was full of creatures that looked like someone had merged a human with a trife. Taller and more muscular than a standard demon, a nearly human head with a mouth full of sharp teeth and 5 fingers and toes sporting thick claws. They waited patiently, staring back at Hayden, their mouths spreading into smiles.
Have you ever seen a Reaper before, Sheriff Duke?
Bryant asked.